Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Saturday. Tomorrow's my birthday. What up?
Woo!
Yeah! 39!
Wait.
What?
Wait. Tomorrow's your birthday?
Yeah, 28th of June every year. Every year. That's the day I was born in 1981. 39 years old tomorrow. So here's how I'm celebrating.
Crap.
What? Did you forget to give me something?
You don't remember, do you?
What's up?
I can't believe you don't remember this.
Oh, yeah, you were supposed to sing me a song or something.
I was supposed to write the new birthday song.
That's right.
The one we don't have to pay anybody for or get sued about.
That's right. Yep. So you're supposed to have it ready today, right?
I mean, I don't have it recorded. I can sing it for you, though.
Yeah. I expect you to sing it to me live. Oh, yeah. Now I'm remembering. Man, I was so excited that I forgot about it. You can do it now or you want to do it at the end of the show?
Let's go into the show.
Okay, end of the show. We will finish it up.
That'll give me a little time to find some good stock music.
Oh, yeah.
Ripping hard.
Yeah.
And because really, the song itself, the lyrics go with almost anything.
Well, perfect.
Like, you could play Sgt. Pepper behind it, and it would still work.
Well, here's the thing. You take the royalty-free catalog that we have here, courtesy of Entercom, and just type in Sgt. Pepper. It'll get you a sound like. It'll get you something that sounds like Sgt. Pepper. So I'm looking forward to this.
I don't want that.
What now?
I don't want that.
You're just
I'm going to type in metal thumping.
It's just going to be banging on like a piece of sheet metal.
I'm gonna type in slapping the thigh, and then let's see what happens.
Hey, you type in whatever you like, my friend. Have a good time with that. How was your week, man?
That was fine.
There's a lot of sports coming back. You see what's going on? There's live golf this weekend. You got a Thorns game today.
Whoa.
We've got an announcement for the Timbers return.
Ah.
You've got a champion or a non-champion or something going on, like Premier League. I'm still not interested enough to actually know what's going on. But there's something going on that's supposed to be big in the Premier League.
So
we've
got things that are about to be going on.
No, Thorns game today.
Okay, about
the Premier League. Premier League is playing, and something big happened. I don't know what it is.
I think it was something Manchu.
Somebody lost a Fu Manchu, lost a game, and somebody else has
lost his stash.
And somebody else has a chance to win something, and it's a big deal. The NBA, we have a schedule.
Right.
We've got scheduled games for the Timbers. Baseball coming back. NFL training camps are going to start on time.
Yeah.
We might have to start doing a sports show again.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, well,
but
I said we might.
Let me say this. 503-250-1080.
That's a fan text line.
Fan text line.
You can also call.
Please somebody text in and tell us if when Swag reads soccer stats in middays, if anybody goes, oh, wait, I didn't know that.
It's good to know.
Oh, whoa, wait, what?
Does Mike do soccer stats in the afternoon?
Yes.
He's soccer Mike.
Yes, he will do soccer stats in the afternoon.
But it's like Premier League soccer stuff too, right?
I don't think there's a clamoring for soccer on this station.
You know what? I think Buck dropped a couple soccer things yesterday, too. I was filling in for Dusty. Dusty's moving. I think he's moving every box by himself because he took 5 days off because I'm doing Dusty and Cam Monday and Tuesday as well. But, yeah, I think Buck was reading soccer stuff yesterday. And I wasn't paying attention to it, but yeah. I was like, oh, that's, are they playing? I guess they're playing. So apparently
see,
they're playing.
This is why in this intro that you had when you were building up, like, hey, man, sports is coming back. Sports is coming back.
Sports.
Sports is coming back.
There's live sports today. The Portland Pickles are coming back. They made up their own league, the Wild Wild West Baseball League. They're going to start playing games. The Pickles versus the Gherkins. And I'm not making that up.
I'm pretty sure sports will only come back once the NBA or the NFL starts.
Well, the NFL does not normally play right now. So we're not missing any NFL games. And they don't seem to have any intention of missing any games. Training camp starts June 28th on time, apparently. They're ready to go on time. Baseball's coming back. 60-game schedule. I'm telling you, man, we might have to do a sports show. You just watch out, Will Darkins.
I'm going to bet on no. I'm going to bet on the no side of that.
On the none of these sports are coming back? Golf is back now.
Yeah, but
maybe we turn into a Thorns show.
There's a lot
of
cases.
Kick off at 9:30. Let me see if they're on TV.
There's a lot of cases coming up. There, don't you have this underlying fear right now that, like, with all these people kind of doing the corporate glass half full thing, which is like, hey, I'm just looking ahead to the most positive thing. And then, like, on the other side of it, it's like, oh my gosh, we just had the most cases in one day in the country. They keep going up and up and up. Clemson on campus, they have even more people that are getting infected.
You slow down. Clemson might be on to something. The College Football Playoff Committee came out and said they're willing to postpone the championship game if necessary. Clemson.
I like that Clemson said that.
No. The College Football Playoff Committee. Oh. Clemson is going to have everyone get COVID before the football season even starts.
That's right.
So they're going to have the antibodies
right
on their entire roster.
Right.
Would you put it past Dabo Sweeney to go, all right, everybody just roll around in this pile of each other?
I wouldn't.
And they all get it now.
Right.
And so by the time we get to September, they're not going to have anybody without antibodies. Coaches, players, staff, the entire university. They're going to be good to go.
I know, right? Especially because nobody gets it after being cured, right?
We don't. Do we know that?
Yeah, they do. You can get it again.
Yeah. Well, listen.
See, dude, that's the thing. That's why when all these things are getting set up, it's just like, for me, I hear all these plans and everything, and the NBA is like putting it out. They're like, oh, we have the schedule set. And the Blazers are like, oh, my gosh, we're playing Memphis. Here's everything. And baseball's like, oh, my gosh, we finally came to a break. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm not believing any of that until you're on the field and I'm watching you play. Golf, at least they're doing it.
They're doing it.
They're pushing through. People are getting the virus. Yep. They kind of don't care, it seems like.
Yeah.
Now I'm kind of getting scared about tennis, too, because the U.S. Open is supposed to be mid-August.
Yeah.
And after that whole F up in Serbia, I'm kind of like, I don't know if they're going to do it.
They're going to do it,
man.
It's
going to be no crowd.
They're pushing back, man. Sports.
Screw it. Who was it? Oh, Sammy Hagar. Did you hear what he said this week?
That he will risk his life to bring back the concert industry. Something to that effect. Was it?
No, it was people got to die.
Yeah. Oh,
for the economy.
I thought he was willing to risk his own life.
No, he
wants everybody else to die.
People got
to
die. He was just like, it's what's up. He's like, look, man, just get out there and keep doing your stuff. I don't care.
That sounds like Sammy Hagar. Did he write a song?
Sammy.
Did he say it or did he sing it? Because unless he's belting it out, I don't really.
Does anybody actually like Sammy Hagar at all? Like that
I can't
version
drive
of Van
55.
Halen?
Oh yeah, right now. Yeah. Right now.
Really?
He did everything. That's right. Is that Sammy Hagar?
Is that him?
I don't know. I think it is.
I can't.
Pretty confident that that's. I could be wrong, but yeah, the crystal clear Pepsi theme.
Typing in Sammy Hagar song.
Yeah, I figured you were. I can't drive 55. That's Sammy Hagar.
55!
I can't drive! And then he has Cabo Wabo Tequila. And like everybody that's ever been to Cabo, except for me, has seen Sammy Hagar hanging out.
Really?
I think so. I think that's a thing you do in Cabo. You go down there, you get blackout drunk.
Okay.
You hang out on along the ocean, but don't go in the water. Mm. You go into an infinity pool that's built onto a half-constructed timeshare property behind you, because they never really finish them, because they're always building new things, because that's how they sell people on it. And then you run into Sammy Hagar. I think that's what you do in Cabo.
That wasn't my experience.
Oh.
I was 9, though.
Oh, well. You probably were hanging out with Sammy Hagar and didn't even know it. Dummy.
Hey, kid.
Stupid 9-year-old.
Sniff this.
What? Wait, sniff this.
Take this bump.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at pictures of Sammy Hagar.
Did you figure out if he sings?
Well, no, I got distracted. Dude, this guy is, like, if you looked up in the dictionary the definition of party, I'm pretty sure Sammy Hagar's picture shows up.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar.
He just looks like a party.
Well, of course. He's Cabo Wabo Tequila. That's what he does.
He just looks like Party McPartyson.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar right now. That's him singing it
of Van Halen. And who would have thought he would age better than David Lee Roth? I honestly didn't think that would be the case. You've seen current pictures of David Lee Roth, right? He looks sickly.
If you said they'd both be alive in 2020, what kind of odds were you getting on that?
Like back in the 80s?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when they made the
switch.
Probably
not good.
No, you'd have gotten great odds. You had long odds on them both surviving to 2020. There they are, both singing. But yeah, Sammy Hagar. And there's a bunch of things of him performing it with his new band, apparently, The Circle. I don't know what that means.
The band name's The Circle?
Yeah, they're performing. You can watch it. It's a virtual concert. They just recorded right now again. There's a 2020 version.
Is that like a butt reference?
I don't know. Maybe it's
the
just
circle.
It's the hemorrhoid ring that they sit on. They just call it the circle.
Oh.
They all have the donuts. My grandpa had one of those. You know the one. They look like, is that a life preserver? No. That's for grandpa's hemorrhoids. Oh.
Grandpa Hagar.
Grandpa.
God.
Yeah.
I don't understand how he got laid.
What do you mean?
I don't know, man.
He's the front man for Van Halen.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Like, do you remember parties you used to go to in your 20s where there would be that one guy?
Yeah, I don't remember a single one.
Right. There'd be that one guy who just physically wasn't very appealing looking.
Sure.
But he was necessary for the party.
Yeah.
Like, he had that look where it's like, look, if that guy's not here, it's not quite a party.
Yeah. Right.
Like, that is Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
He's not picking up chicks because they're not into that. They're not into overweight, bleach blonde, hair to my shoulders, have Quiznos on my breath guy.
Sure.
Like,
but
I need him there.
No, here's the thing about Sammy Hagar. He looked at himself in the mirror in high school and said, man, if I don't learn how to play guitar or learn how to sing, never getting laid. So you know what he did? Learned to play the guitar, learned how to sing. That's how he got laid.
You think that's why he became a musician?
Oh, yeah. Look at how many ugly rock stars there are. Why do you think they became rock stars? Like, the super pretty people never really dedicate themselves to the craft. They end up becoming attractive because of their talent. But look at Freddie Mercury. Did you watch Bohemian Rhapsody? That guy, both sides of the aisle. You know, he was having a good old time. But he's like, nah, I better stay ugly. Don't want it to ruin my singing.
I thought it was because he had like an octave higher or something.
That's what he's afraid of. If he straightened his teeth, because they're like, oh, straighten your teeth. He's like, well, what if I can't sing anymore?
So Sammy Hagar actually was like a Southern musician. Like, he started early.
Yeah. He was around for a long time before Van Halen. And then they're like, oh, we know who Sammy Hagar. I Can't Drive 55 was pre-Van Halen.
And he wrote a song called Bad Motor Scooter.
Yeah, that sounds right. That checks out. Was any part of Bad Motor Scooter?
A song, not a band.
Not a band?
Yeah.
Okay. Bad Finger was a band.
The Montrose wrote Bad Motor
Montrose.
Scooter.
Montrose. That was a band that he was in. Yeah. 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 So he's part of Montrose.
That is a sick band name, though. Bad Motor Scooter.
Yeah, Montrose not bad, though, either.
If anything, this guy's really good at thinking of band names. Because now I'm starting to come on to The Circle. That's pretty dope.
Really?
Yeah, the Circle's kind of cool.
Once I brought up the... the hemorrhoid ring. Now you're all in on the circle.
It's kind of badass. It's kind of sick.
The more I'm looking at
Sammy Hagar, the more I'm thinking about the circle.
Yeah. You know what? The more you look at Sammy Hagar, you're going to end this show into Sammy Hagar. Your birthday song is going to be a Sammy Hagar ripoff. That's what it's going to be.
It's similar.
I'll tell you what.
All right, these guys did not age well.
Well, no.
I mean, who would have thought?
Again, rock stars. That rock and roll lifestyle not conducive to aging well.
But they looked great when they were young, though.
Yeah. Do they, though?
Their hair's long.
Didn't we discuss this? How much of that hair is real? Hey, did you ever play in a Civil War football game?
I did.
Yeah. Guess what? No one else ever will.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
For me.
I'm saying.
I can tell younger people that.
Yeah.
So, up yours, young people.
If you're just hearing this for the first time, the Civil War is no more. We will discuss where it goes from here next. We're kicking off the Sinner and the Saint right here on 1080 The Fan.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get 4 unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and 4 free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. 4 line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to 1 per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
The Fan 411.
Whether you're at home or on the go, it's easy to listen to The Fan. Download the Radio.com app, make The Fan your favorite station, and enable push notifications to get breaking news on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more. You can also listen to your favorite fan shows on demand and download unique podcasts. Of course, smart speakers make listening easy. All you have to do is tell yours to play 1080 The Fan. For more information, go to 1080thefan.com now.
That's The Fan 411.
Do you want low prices on wine shipped right to your door? TotalWine.com, America's largest independent wine retailer, now ships to Portland. Explore our wondrous selection of 8,000 wines and find something you'll love at amazingly low prices. Whether you're looking to enjoy a full-bodied Cabernet from Paso or crisp Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, TotalWine.com has you covered with great wines shipped right to your door. Shipping available on wine only. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay. Powered by people, millions of people, all over the country, all working to get you exactly what you want. And that's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
The Sinner and the Saint Tailgate with Luke Anderson and Will Darkins on 1080 The Fan.
So yesterday, I opened up my email inbox and I have a press release from the University of Oregon that says, the Civil War name is no more. It is no longer connected with the rivalry between Oregon State and the University of Oregon. They've been using that moniker for roughly 90 years. The original date is a little bit in dispute. Somewhere around the 1930s, they started using it. They've been playing the football game since 1894. So there is a period of time where it was not the Civil War. But one of the coaches for University of Oregon, I believe, went by the moniker Captain, I assume from his service in the armed forces. And he started calling it war. And then this is the great Civil War of Oregon. And that's when it kind of caught on, and then they've used it for 90 years, and now players And the athletic directors for both schools have said, you know what? We don't want to be associated with that any longer. So here we are, Will. I did not go to Oregon. I did not go to Oregon State. I always thought it was kind of silly that a state that wasn't really in the thick of the Civil War used the moniker. But I understand why players would push to move it. I don't have a connection to it, so I'm going to cede my time to you. What does this mean for you and your Oregon State brethren?
You could have...
What?
The way you asked that.
What?
It's very charged. You and your brethren.
Did you talk to...
Like, tell me what your kind think about it.
I would like to know what you people think about it.
Oh, see. No, there it comes. I knew it. All right, which side do you want me to take?
Beefs.
Well,
What
do you want? You want the woke opinion or do you want the veteran opinion?
Both. Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
Which one do you want?
Do the veteran of multiple civil wars, former player.
I can't believe.
Former player.
They are taking away our heritage. I can't believe it. You got to be kidding me, man. Let me tell you something. When I was a kid, about 93, I remember my first moment watching the Civil War. My parents would always tell me, hey, are you going to watch the Civil War? I'd be like, yeah, let's watch the Civil War. I'd sit there. They'd play it on the TV. It'd say Civil War before that. I remember playing at Oregon State University. And the week leading up to it, they'd be like, hey, you ready for the Civil War? And I was like, yes.
And so it was all around me. I'd do calculations and be like, Civil War, is there an actual war? Or do you mean the football game? Oh, probably football game. Yeah.
It's been in my blood forever.
Did you win any Civil War trophies?
Yeah, I won one.
No, you didn't. There's no trophies. There's not even a trophy for it.
Oh, I thought you just asked if I win it.
No, I asked if you won a trophy.
Oh.
I didn't realize there's no Civil War trophy. There's nothing exchanged between the two teams. They don't bring out a big cannon or anything that they switch back and forth. Like all of these big rivalries across the country, you have an actual Apple Cup, or you have, you know, the axe, the Paul Bunyan trophy or whatever they have across
the
country.
You know what's funny? Those rivalries suck. They kind of do.
Which ones?
The ones you just mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
The Apple Cup sucks.
Yeah, it's not very good.
So does the Cal Stanford, whatever that's called. The tree rivalry or something.
Yeah, yeah, whatever it is.
Okay, so now you want the woke opinion?
Oh, yeah. Can you do your woke opinion?
Because I got the woke opinion.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, please.
Let me tell you something. This is long overdue. Long overdue. I can't believe this. It has affected me quite a bit as a white male living in Lake Oswego for most of my life and then going to college to play football. It has affected me quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so finally we can just move past this. Thank goodness. Here's the moderate opinion.
Okay. But what's your actual opinion?
Yeah. Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So what? Who cares what they call it? It's the same thing. Anybody who is really like drawn up about this and mad saying that, like, oh, you know, it's always been called this. Like, why, you know, why do we have to change it for these social reasons? Well, why don't you just let it change and understand the point of view from somebody else and realize that at the end of the day, they're still going to play the game.
Yeah.
And I just relate this literally right back to the Colin Kaepernick protests where I go, he's taking a knee, he's getting up, and then he's playing.
Yeah.
Why are you mad? If they go, we're not playing the Civil War game anymore.
Yeah, they're
done.
Yeah, they're gonna stop playing the football game.
We will not play each other. I'd be like, well, that's cool because now I won't have that one loss every year. But like, I mean, that would make me mad. I'd kind of be like, well, I like that rivalry. I want to see them play every year. Yeah. That would be nice. No, they're just changing the name. All right, cool.
Isn't this a good opportunity for them to rebrand it and go out? I mean, the Civil War. I mean. So what part of Civil War really tied into the state's history? I mean, it was just somebody, again, looking at it over the last 2 days, because I didn't know what to think initially. Like I said, I don't have any deep-rooted passion for the game. I grew up in Vancouver, so I grew up in Washington, so the Oregon football game didn't really matter to me. And the whole idea that, you know, well, it's always been a part of, you know, day-to-day life, I was like, I don't really know how to feel about this. So I did a little bit of digging into the history of it. And like I said, at some point, they just kind of started calling it the Civil War. and then it stuck, and then they called it the Civil War for so long that they just kept doing it.
Yeah.
And that's how it started. It was never like from the first game it was called the Civil War, and no, it wasn't. It was like if you change the name of the Super Bowl. Well, wasn't it Super Bowl I?
Well, hold on. Now, that would piss me off.
Would it really?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but what if...
Let me tell you something. Back when I was a kid, say, 93.
Shut up. You're an idiot.
I would always watch the Super Bowl. And my parents would go, hey, you going to go watch the Super Bowl? And I'd say, yeah.
Yeah.
And would then you? I'd look at the TV and it would say, Super Bowl.
Very good.
I mean, that's what it is, man. It's the name just of something. Name.
Yeah. The thing is not going away.
Yeah.
The name of it is.
And we'll get to, you know, what you want to call it. Because the 503-250-1080, the text line's already blowing up with a bunch of great suggestions. But literally, the first thing I thought when this happened and I heard the overreaction was, I thought back to Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, this whole thing, this whole name change really does get down to racial inequality.
Yes, it does.
It's the idea that every single time we say Civil War, it harkens back to a time in American history where we owned other people. That's really awful.
Half of the country was fighting to preserve the right to own people.
Yes.
That's what the Civil War represents in this country.
You could take it another way and say, well, the Civil War was a good thing because it started the process by which we ended that.
Yep.
But there's a certain segment of people who say that triggers me, that makes me feel uncomfortable, and I think that makes the civil discourse in this country worse, I'm fine with them taking it away if that's the case.
Well,
makes them feel better, I'm totally cool with it. I really felt no way whatsoever.
But my brother, his response, and he's an Oregon fan. His wife went there and he's, you know, been part of that for I don't know, a decade and a half or whatever, just the whole Oregon fervor as they grew. So I sent the article to him or the press release to him just to see what his opinion was. And he goes, is the Civil War football game in reference to the American Civil War or a Civil War? You know what I mean? Like, there are other civil wars. The term Civil War means...
Yeah, you can't get into that though.
No, I know, but again, that was his response, and I immediately went, I think of it, the reason that they changed it is in reference to the Civil War in the United States. And again, if you want to play semantics to preserve it, then there's really, really no benefit to that. But that was his first question. I think there's some validity to that because the Civil War means two factions within one area fighting against each other. Cool, that's what it was. Time to move on. It's we're better off doing it. Real quick, before we get into the name change, I do want to play kind of what started all of this. We have.
Oh, I don't have that.
What?
I don't know where it is.
I gave it to you.
Where?
Right next to the music.
Oh, well, you're going to have to give me time.
Oh, geez. Okay, when we come back. When we come back.
Hey, at least I stopped you.
No, you're good.
Because now you can tease it.
When we come back, we will play Dennis Dixon's comments on it. He's one of the people that kind of started the process moving. So we'll listen to his words following this SportsCenter update. Welcome back in to this little silly little radio program. Appreciate you listening. So as we mentioned, the Civil War name is no longer associated with the Oregon State rivalry. When you were in school, did all the basketball games and football games, or basketball games, baseball games, still?
Yeah, all of it.
That was a more recent change, but I don't know when they made that change. I couldn't find when they expanded it to everything. Originally, it was just a football game. Was the Civil War?
Oh, we did it for everything.
No, I know, and they do it now. Or until?
Oh, you mean officially they do it now?
Yeah, but yeah, it wasn't always the Civil War beyond football. Originally, it was a football game, but I couldn't find a date when they started going. Hey, got a big tennis meet coming up. Oregon State's going to be there. Oregon's going to be there. Civil War tennis. Let's go.
All right. You ready for some names?
Wait, are we doing Dennis Dixon?
Sure.
Did you forget?
I got him.
Okay.
You ready?
Real quick, 503-250-1080. Send in your suggestions for new names for the Civil War now that the Civil War is no longer the moniker for Oregon State. But first, what prompted all of this was players. It was former players. Dennis Dixon, a big part of that. Here's what he had to say about the name change.
The changing of the name just came from a simple phone call from my good friend, Teresa Tran. She brought it to my attention, and it just made sense. Being seen as one of those influential people in this state, I wanted to ladder it up to some of my good friends that I played with at the University of Oregon, in Garen Strong and in Jonathan Stewart. I just really wanted to get their advice. They were sold on it. But one thing they both told me was, in order for this to come into fruition, we have got to get the current players, as well as the ADs and the vice presidents, to buy in. I am happy to see two universities coming together to drive change, an everlasting change. I'm excited to be part of this change. Thank you to all who have put their time and effort into this, forever grateful. And as always, go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks. So just reading through some of the information about that, sounds like the AD Barnes for Oregon State called up Ken Simonson. Ken Simonson was saying, he's like, I never really thought about it, but as soon as it was brought to my attention, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And so he talked with some current players, and it seemed like a no-brainer for most of the people involved in this. I haven't heard a lot of the negative backlash, so let's have fun with it. 503-250-1080. What should the new name of the Oregon-Oregon State rivalry be? Will, do you have any suggestions of your own?
The Civil Snore. It's pretty great. How's that? What? That's incredible.
Is that yours?
Yes.
Pretty good.
How do you not love that?
What now?
I said, how do you not love that?
It's terrible. It's terrible. It's really bad, but you're laughing at your own joke.
Yeah, it was great.
Is delightful. Yeah, I did see Oregon fan come out and go, well, that's not even our biggest rivalry, so let's just scrap the whole thing.
Ah, whatever. Yeah. That's such an Oregon thing.
Oh, trust me, I know. I did see Oregon State guy go, you said it. You said it. It's just another loss that we don't have to worry about if we scrap the game altogether.
What I do love about Oregon fan is them being like, oh, whatever, man. All I care about is really Washington.
Fair enough.
Yeah, man.
Fair enough.
Hey, one pick that meant nothing a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, whatever you do, build a trophy. If you're going to go out and do this whole thing and the name change, build a trophy. There was never a trophy for the Civil War. Do you want to find some on the text line?
There was actually kind of. They had a platypus, and they brought it back in like 13.
Yeah.
Just like once, and then they stopped. I think that's because it was bad luck.
Was it really?
I swear I remember a story about that. I do know they brought it back once, and it was in the mid-2010s, but like there was something about it like being bad luck, and they were just kind of like, nah, screw it. Let's not do it.
I see the platypus thing always makes sense to me. I mean, duck bill, beaver tail. Yeah, have fun. Wait, I typed in platypus.
Did you get porn?
No.
No.
First thing that comes up is platypus venom.
Nice. Could you die with a platypus bite?
The platypus is one of the few living mammals to produce venom. The venom is made from venom glands that are connected to a hollow spur behind their legs.
While
the venom effects describes are excruciatingly painful, it is not lethal to humans. They have an excruciatingly painful venom that they shoot out of their hind leg. And they got this big hook on like their back elbow, I guess.
That's badass.
Dude, platypus is meaner than a beaver or a duck. I mean, I'm all in on the platypus trophy. Bust it out.
503-250-1080, the civil rivalry.
Yeah.
The Cannabis Cup.
Civil disobedience.
Mm.
No.
Let's see.
Yeah, there's a lot of weed jokes out there.
The Filbert Bowl.
Filbert Bowl for
That's
the
That's pretty
nuts.
Good.
Yeah. Hazelnut Bowl.
The Beer Bowl.
The Beer Bowl.
Let's do the Beer Bowl.
Dude, I'm so hooked on this platypus venom.
I think they should name it something that kind of reflects what the city and the town are like. Like, have you really ever been to Eugene?
Yeah, but
I mean like Eugene, no. Not the University of Oregon. I mean like downtown Eugene.
No. Okay. Maybe I've driven through it once. No, so I'm down there for a concert.
Yeah, you haven't. Okay.
I didn't
because if you have, you'd go, oh yeah, I've been to downtown Eugene. That place sucks. Sorry, Duck fans. I hate to say that. Well, no, I don't. But the campus is really nice. Go like three steps outside of it. That city sucks. Now, Corvallis, there are some real desolate parts of it that super suck, where you start getting kind of scared because you see shifty people around and you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, that's just the outskirts of Oregon.
Yeah. Scary. So I'm thinking something kind of weird like that, you know? It should represent how kind of weird both those towns are.
So the platypus trophy here. Let's see.
We're really on this platypus thing.
Well, like, listen,
you will not put it down.
Well, no. I found the trophy. It's not a bad-looking trophy. The first trophy was awarded to Oregon State in 1959. Then it went in 1960, it went to Oregon. It went to Oregon State in 61. Then it didn't reemerge until 2007. And they have a winner of the trophy 2007 through 2018. So they do have a platypus trophy.
I mean, I never saw it.
It is.
I was there. I never saw the thing.
Yeah, so.
I don't remember that thing at all. I don't think you trade it.
Is it a water? It's a water polo trophy. That's why. It's the Oregon State Civil War water polo trophy.
Do you have any current photos of it?
I have the one that they have on the Wikipedia page, the platypus trophy. It says in the opening, it says other uses. So it's used for the football game and the water polo.
Somebody texted in the smokeable.
The smokeable.
That's good.
Dude, I told you there's a ton of weed jokes.
That's low-hanging fruit. I like it. Rain Bowl, spelled R-E-I-G-N.
Yeah, so the trophy was lost more than 40 years before being rediscovered in 2005 and proposed as the game's unofficial trophy in 2007. It's currently awarded to the Alumni Association of the winning school.
So why do you think we need a trophy? You're real hung up on this, we got to get a trophy thing. Like, you need it. You got to have the trophy.
You have an opportunity to rebrand.
You won't stop talking about it.
You have an opportunity to rebrand your football trophy. Isn't that the fun of a rivalry game, is where somebody's being carried off as a champion holding up that trophy?
No, man. It's beating them and then telling them, get out of here.
You get.
Or if you're in their place, you go, bye.
See ya. And you get out the keys and everybody goes, na, 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 na.
That's right.
Na, na, na,
that's right. We did that all the time.
The Central Oregon rivalry. The Rain Bowl, but spelled R-E-I-G-N. Huh?
The Central Oregon rivalry.
Somebody says, I hate the trophy.
Yeah, see, dude, I don't think you really need a trophy for the most part. Like, do you even remember, like, do you have any real clear, because what you just described, I don't think there are too many of those images that are, like, well known.
Sure.
Like, people holding up, like, a rivalry trophy.
Like,
there's well-known images of people holding up, like, a Rose Bowl trophy, or the National Title trophy, or the Fiesta Bowl trophy, or the Orange Bowl trophy, because there's oranges in it. But rivalry trophies, I'd be hard-pressed to really have a clear image in my mind of the Apple Cup at any point, mostly because all those games suck.
Yeah, the Paul Bunyan axe, that's Minnesota-Wisconsin, was the one that popped into my head. There's apparently a golden hat between Texas and Oklahoma.
All right. Now, I do remember Charlie Strong wearing that, and that was because that when he won, it pretty much saved his job for the time being.
I don't even know what this word is.
Spell it out.
S-H-I-L-L-E-L-A-G-H.
Shillelagh.
The jeweled shillelagh?
Yeah.
Between Notre Dame and USC?
That's right.
What the hell is a shillelagh?
That's some Irish thing.
Okay.
Don't you know that? Aren't you Irish?
No, not even a little bit.
You just look Irish?
Yeah, Minnesota's got another one, the Floyd of Rosedale, and that's for another rivalry.
The Floyd of Rosedale?
I don't know what the hell that is. I need pictures. Should open the article. I'm just reading it off the Google homepage. Oh,
that's another
that.
Great name for a band.
Yeah, the shillelagh. I'm looking at the shillelagh. I don't know what that is. The Floyd of Rosedale is a pig between Iowa and Minnesota. So Minnesota's got two trophies that go back and forth.
Look at that pig.
The old oaken bucket between Purdue and Indiana. Hell yeah, dude. Oregon should go out and share a bucket. The victory bell between USC, UCLA. The keg of nails? The keg of nails between Cincinnati and Louisville.
Keg of nails.
They're old. Yeah, dude. They got painted with the Bearcat logo on it.
Why don't they just do like a piece of wood?
The bronze boot between Colorado State and Wyoming.
Why don't they do that?
These are great.
Piece of wood. Just do a log. Do a log.
Yeah.
Easy. The log bowl.
Yep. The log
Done.
Bowl.
Did it.
Dude.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's over.
Well, then people make the log in the bowl jokes.
Well, and actually, it's pretty offensive to anybody who's to anybody who wants to save the planet.
Oh yeah, look at this, the 10th best trophy on this list is the platypus trophy.
Yeah, see, it's not a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, with fans. It's just not a big thing.
The little brown jug. This is another one. You know what it is? The Minnesota thing. In the top 11, Minnesota's got three of them. The Minnesota versus Michigan little brown jug.
That was my nickname in college.
Yeah, it was.
Timber Bowl. Somebody saying that.
Timber Bowl.
Yeah, but again, Timber Bowl works.
Yeah, but again, you said very offensive to. I mean, I guess timber doesn't mean that it's cut down timber. It can still be.
It's timber.
Standing strong.
Yeah. I'm only like a percentage triggered by that one.
Yeah. Stanford axe is, there's an axe between Cal and.
I think that's the easiest way to do it. I think everybody, though, can agree.
Trophies suck.
No matter what happens, everybody's going to be pissed at the name. And it's the same thing with the Moda Center and the Rose Garden.
Oh, what about the Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle?
See,
people love that.
Yeah, people aren't going to like it for a certain amount of time. And then give it maybe, say, 5-7 years. And then everybody will just ignore it and be like, eh, whatever. I was one of those people with the Rose Garden. Like, for the first couple of years, I would always call it the Rose Garden. But they were effective enough in advertising and, you know, it's called the Moda Center that I just started calling it the Moda. Yeah. I think that's pretty much what everybody calls it now.
Well, this one's not a bad one. Party on the Pond.
Party on the Pond's good.
Yeah.
Except are there ponds?
Party on the damn pond.
Is there a...
Well, no, but it's beavers back it up, ducks swim on ponds.
Yeah. What's the river?
The river that connects Corvallis to Eugene?
Does the Willamette go
through there? The Willamette, I mean, they're both in the Willamette Valley.
Yeah, why don't they do some Willamette? The Willamette.
The Willamette, damn it!
Yeah, the Willamette whack. Well,
what
I didn't finish that.
All right. Well, we got nowhere with that, which was fantastic.
Did you really think we were going to get anywhere with it?
No, God, no.
No, come on.
Speaking of getting nowhere, good versus evil next. Sinner and Saint on 1080 The Fan.
Have you been too busy to keep up on sports this week?
What has happened to the national interest?
No time to form your own opinions?
I stand before you here today in the midst of gnarly times.
Well, no worries, bro. Let the Sinner and the Saint shred the gnar while you just sit back and ride the wave. It's time for Good versus Evil, brought to you by the Titan of Hawaiian Restaurants, 808 on 1080 The Fan.
That was predictable, not too surprising. I mean, the fact of the matter is that long before the coronavirus pandemic hit us all, COVID-19, we were talking about how preseason, the amount of preseason games needed to be minimized. It wasn't that important. And why put these guys' safety at risk?
That was a man who anonymous sources tell me has an incredible body.
Really?
Naked.
I doubt it.
Stephen A. Smith, the NFL has canceled the Hall of Fame exhibition game that was scheduled for August 8th. It's traditionally the first game of the exhibition season. The news seems to run contradictory to another piece of information released this week. The league's executive vice president, Jeff Pasch, advised teams to expect an on-time start for training camps next month. Does that still seem realistic?
They're trying to press forward. It seems realistic that they're going to try to start on time, but all the positive tests hasn't really shown a big pushback at the universities. Clemson, man, they just seem to be charging forward, and that seems to be the mentality of football programs.
That's right. And I think tough.
I think it would include the NFL. I mean, I think they're convinced they're going to have a season as scheduled, and it's step one in doing that.
Yeah, that's right. Get on the field.
That's
tough guy.
That's what they're doing, buddy.
Shark.
You may not agree with it, but that's what they're doing.
Let me tell you something.
It seems that in Serbia, they skipped a lot of steps. I remember turning on the TV, watching it. I'd seen other exhibition matches going on around the world, some even in this country, with robotic cameras, with one umpire, with no hugging, you know, touching each other at the net with the racket, doing the right things.
That was Emeritus Vice President of Nepotism, Patrick McEnroe. And guess what? I finally get to talk about tennis.
Yeah!
For a good reason.
Okay.
On this show.
Woo!
The number one tennis player in the world, Novak Djokovic, has tested positive for COVID-19 after hosting a series of exhibition tournaments in Serbia and Croatia. His wife, as well as a number of participating players, have also tested positive for the virus. Videos quickly spread on socials of Novak and other players dancing shirtless at a party. The U.S. Open is supposed to happen in mid-August with no fans. Do you think that is still realistic?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the way golf is handling this is if you're sick, you're not playing. You test positive, you're not playing. And I think if you want to go and have an opportunity to win a championship, you take it a little bit more seriously. If you're running around partying and shirtless photos are surfacing of you and you miss the tournament, nobody's going to feel bad for you. I think people that take it very seriously, just like the coronavirus in everyday life, there's people that take it more seriously than others, and they seem to be able to avoid it. And hopefully athletes can do the same thing.
Let me tell you something. If you're not going to play it, you're a wuss. Just like those NFL players who won't do it.
What?
Get on the field and play. For my entertainment.
If people start, what did it take for people to start taking the COVID-19 threat seriously?
Rudy Gobert.
So if we try to return to sports and you see a lot of people turning with positive tests.
So you're saying we should get people positive.
You're going to see people take it more seriously, so there may be a positive effect to it, even though it will be an initial negative.
But I have to say there's another side to this. The NBA only announced 302 players. There's expected to be more than 340, maybe more than 350 players going to Orlando. There's some missing men in here, and it doesn't include tests that were done overseas or outside of the team's facilities. So there's positive tests in here that are not accounted for.
That was man managed for questioning in the disappearance of a truck full of fully assembled cheeseburgers, Brian Windhorst. The NBA and Players Association issued a joint statement yesterday saying 16 more players tested positive for COVID-19 from the 302 conducted earlier this week. This is all part of the league's preparations to restart their 2019-2020 season in July after it was halted on March 11th because of the coronavirus. How many players would you say will test positive before that date?
How many more? 30?
30 more players?
I don't know, man. I don't know what these numbers are. I mean, if you listen to Brian Windhorst through his heavy breathing, you can hear him say that there's a lot of players that still haven't been tested. So, I mean, how many? What are we at for a total for just the Clemson athletic department?
It's 30-something?
Yeah, so I don't know. And after the quarantine period, if you're able to go back and play, I mean, it's a two-week quarantine. You're a month out. So those positive tests today, tomorrow, and the next day aren't going to mean you don't play in the reboot.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right?
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
Oh, well, fair.
I mean, really. Like, I know we talked about this last week, but it's like, seems like there's new restrictions and like symptoms, and it's just like, it's this now. And you're like, okay. And then like an hour later, they're like, no, forget that.
You're pretty confident that people can get it again with some regularity, but I haven't heard that. So you're dropping stats on me. With regularity?
Yeah, that's what happened in Japan. They kept getting it over and over because they thought they couldn't.
Jeez.
They were like, oh, I'm immune now. Yeah. They got it again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the United States, but.
Yeah,
I assume most people are people, so.
No, that's not true.
That's a hot take.
Yeah.
Time for my favorite story of the week. This one comes from the city of Columbus, Ohio. Your headline, thousands signed petition to rename Columbus, Ohio to Flavortown after native son Guy Fieri.
That is awesome.
Somebody stole or got rid of my Guy Fieri drops. So
they
literally don't
really?
Have yeah. I can't find them.
What?
See that? This is literally the perfect moment.
Dude, you've had those in there for no reason. And finally, there's a reason to have them in there.
I know.
And they gone?
I know. Yeah.
Hell, man.
I suspect Swag.
Why would he do that?
Out of malice.
Is Swag's Better You Today diet, does it have him taking out Flavortown? Is there a conspiracy going on here?
I wish.
I think there is. I think Swag is anti-Flavortown. I think to stay on his diet, he needed to get rid of everything that reminds him of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives because that was his weakness before. That's how he put on all those LBs.
Columbus Mayor Andrew Giffner announced earlier this week that the statue outside City Hall would be removed and placed in storage. That statue.
Sure, people vandalizing Christopher Columbus. Yeah.
Quote, for many people in our community, the statue represents patriarchy, oppression, and divisiveness that does not represent our great city and will no longer live in the shadow of our ugly past, quote unquote. So instead of that, you would conceivably get Guy Fieri rolling around in his Camaro Supersport.
Dude, that's a trophy I want, or the statue I want to see.
Dodgers, Dodgers, that.
What if Oregon State had a Guy Fieri trophy that they traded back and forth, and they called it the Flavortown Bowl?
You'd have to get more of like a popular Oregon. Like what's the most notable celebrity Portland or Oregon thing? I mean,
Sam Elliott, and they just trade a big giant mustache.
You could get that thing from the Goonies.
The skull of One-Eyed Willie?
No, the thing they gave Snickers to.
Oh, the actual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that thing? What do they call that?
His name is
David.
Earl. I don't know what's his name.
Text sign help.
Yeah, help us
what
out.
What is that thing's name?
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Jen, you're over there. Jen, what was that thing's name in
I don't have my headphones on yet.
Oh,
well, that's okay.
What was whose name?
The
big guy in Goonies.
The thing with the
wasn't
eyes.
Wasn't Chunk, baby
Chunk
Ruth.
Was the kid.
Yeah, Chunk was a kid. That's why. So Chunk keeps popping in my head, but that was a kid.
What was the thing, though?
It was like a sloth.
Sloth? Was it Sloth?
Maybe.
Was it Steve? Maybe?
I think it was. Was it Dan?
No, it's Rick.
It's Jeff. Excuse me, Jeff. Sloth?
I'm going to call him.
I think, doesn't he say something at the end? He says, Sloth, love Chunk, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Sloth. Everybody's saying Sloth.
I feel like his name's Sloth.
Well, not everybody. One guy on the fan text.
One guy and
503-250-1080.
I wish we had the internet.
Yeah, well, we're not going to go through all of that. Hey, this is a good point for me to tell you that Good versus Evil brought to you by 808. They are obviously going through all the changes. Multnomah County is going through. So keep an eye on their website for updates to hours, menus, and availability. It's ATE-OH-ATE.com.
Why is his face so messed up?
I believe that is makeup.
Oh.
IMDb says his name's Sloth.
Okay, yeah. But why is Sloth so messed up, though?
What do you mean? He was born with some irregularities. So they caged him in a dungeon, and then he just practiced ripping chains out of the wall.
And Robert Davi just sang opera to him in Italian.
That's it? We don't get even more of his backstory?
No.
If they made a prequel to Goonies, would you want that to be the story?
What the hell would be the prequel? That'd be a snuff film. The torture?
Yeah.
It'd be rated R.
Yeah, well,
what the hell else could you prequel?
One-Eyed Willie, the actual...
Get down there!
The actual life of the pirates. It could be it doesn't have to be, a few years before. It could be hundreds of years before in the adventures of One-Eyed Willie and how he ended up on the Oregon coast.
When the hell has a prequel worked?
There's got to be a good prequel that I enjoyed.
I mean, you might give
Better
me
Call Saul.
But
that's more of a series, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, Star Wars, obviously.
See, yeah, people would give you Star Wars. But there's a huge amount of, like, Star Wars fans that go, no, screw that. Those three movies were terrible.
Oh, yeah, they were. No, they absolutely were. I'm trying to think of it. All right, we'll figure out what prequels
text
are about.
That. I think that's a good one.
503-250-1080, your favorite prequels. We'll discuss them when we start hour two of The Sinner the Saint on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.